In this bulletin, the Prime Minister announces the terms of reference for the Aged Care Royal Commission, reaction to the federal government's population policy, and conjoined twins Nima and Dorwa to undergo separation surgery on Friday. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Prime Minister has announced the terms of reference for the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety. West Australian Supreme Court Justice Joseph McGrath and former Australian Public Service Commissioner Lionel Briggs have been appointed by the Governor-General to lead the Commission. They'll release an interim report on the 31st of October next year, with a final report due no later than the 30th of April 2020. Scott Morrison says the Royal Commission will be the first step in re-establishing the trust people have in aged care.
Our government is committed to providing older Australians with access to care that supports their well-being, the dignity that they deserve, the choices that they are seeking, the comfort and the assurance that their families demand when it comes to making the biggest decision often that they have to make about the care of someone they love so deeply.
The Royal Commission will be based in Adelaide, where shocking abuse of residents in the state-run Oakden nursing home was first uncovered. Federal Labor says the coalition's moving of new migrants to regional areas in need of workers must not come at the expense of job opportunities for Australian citizens. The coalition is promising changes to temporary visas aimed at forcing people to spend some years in regional areas before they can move to a city like Sydney or Melbourne. The move is part of the government's bid to tackle population growth in the country's congested capitals while stimulating rural areas in need of workers. But opposition employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says vacant jobs must go to Australian citizens first.
This government has turned a blind eye to the abuse, misuse of temporary visas, which has hurt not only those workers on those visas, but has hurt Australians getting an opportunity to be employed in the labour market.
The Victorian Labor government is at odds with the federal government's migration plan. Premier Daniel Andrews says his government is already doing what's necessary to keep pace with population growth.
As I said, I'm not about telling people where they should and shouldn't live. I'm about connecting every Victorian, no matter where they live, creating jobs, investing in the infrastructure that we need in road and rail, hospitals and schools.
Surgeons will attempt to separate conjoined twins Nima and Dorwa in a landmark operation later this week in Melbourne. The 14-month-old twins are joined at the torso and will undergo the procedure at the Royal Children's Hospital. Head of Paediatric Surgery, Dr. Joe Cremieri, says the girls will undergo separation surgery on Friday.
We have a broad group representing a much bigger group that is necessary to undertake this procedure, and already we're setting in place the necessary strategies and planning to make sure this surgery goes as well as we could hope.
US President Donald Trump has apologised to the newly appointed US Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh on behalf of the American people for what he calls the campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. Mr. Trump was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony of Judge Kavanaugh at the White House. During the confirmation process, Judge Kavanaugh had to defend accusations of sexual assault dating back to his college days. Speaking in Washington, now Justice Kavanaugh has assured the U.S. public he would approach the job fairly.
America's Constitution and laws protect every person of every belief and every background. Every litigant in the Supreme Court can be assured that I will listen to their arguments with respect and an open mind. Every American can be assured that I will be an independent and impartial justice, devoted to equal justice under law.
In tennis, Nick Kyrgios's late season slide has continued after the Australian lost in the first round of the Shanghai Masters. Kyrgios, who at times appeared largely disinterested, was beaten 4-6, 6-4, 6-3 by American qualifier Bradley Klan. Now ranked 38th, Kyrgios will need to quickly improve his form if he's to gain a seeding for next year's Australian Open. There was better news for compatriot Matthew Ebden, who enjoyed a 3-set win over rising American Francis Tiafoe. Ebden will play world number 7 Dominic Thiem in the next round. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and 27. Adelaide, a possible shower, 21. Melbourne, becoming sunny and 18. Hobart, cloudy, 14. Canberra, a shower or two, 15. Wollongong, more showers and 15. Sydney, similar, 17. Newcastle, much the same, 18. Brisbane, a few showers, 30. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.